Okay, so this new client is on Seminole.
But he, do they have him?
Joan Jenneke and Evelyn Derry are two of Western New York's roughly 1,700 Meals on Wheels volunteers. They drive from house to house in South Buffalo, hand-delivering a warm lunch and a cold supper to the neighborhood's older adults, many of whom live alone. Jenneke says their job is perhaps all the more crucial during the holiday season and winter months.
When they get out less and stuff like that. Some people, it's a sad time. It can be, yeah, like a depressing time because they're by themselves. They don't have, you know, family around them.
Meals on Wheels of Western New York delivered more than 800,000 meals to about 3,400 homebound older adults last year, but they also provide a daily welfare check and a bit of social interaction. For older adults living alone, those visits can mean all the more during the holiday season. Ann McKenna, chief communications officer for the local Meals on Wheels, says although they don't deliver on Christmas Day, they do try to provide clients some extra attention around the holidays, including by providing gifts and cards.
Well, we know that our seniors that we serve, sometimes they may not see anyone besides the volunteer who's bringing their Meals on Wheels during the day. So especially at the holiday time, we know that loneliness is a factor for our elderly clients. So we try to provide them with a little extra cheer at the holiday time.
Isolation is a common problem for older adults. 28% of older Americans live alone, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. A survey by the University of Michigan earlier this year found that 60% of older Americans who live alone feel a lack of companionship. This can have consequences, too. Isolation and loneliness have been linked to anxiety, depression, and even Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Bruce Trone is the director of the University at Buffalo's Center for Successful Aging. He says senior isolation can be exacerbated by the holiday season, as older adults are reminded of their perhaps diminished friend and family support system. They can also just suffer from seasonal affective disorder, perhaps more commonly called the winter blues.
So all of this comes together often for older adults who might be keenly aware of the limitations they face on a day-to-day basis, and in anticipation of holiday season, unfortunately, can often feel more sad about the impending holiday season.
But Trone says healthcare professionals typically agree that programs like Meals on Wheels help isolated older adults beyond just providing them with a nutritious meal. A 2015 Brown University study found older adults living alone and receiving daily visits from Meals on Wheels felt less lonely than those who did not.
So even to see a friendly face once a day, we are all, I think, very convinced can really be a very positive part of an ongoing supportive environment for an older adult.
Meals on Wheels tries to enhance that supportive environment around the holidays. They provided about 60 gifts to their more needy clients this holiday season through the Be a Santa to a Senior program by Home Instead Senior Care. They also provided holiday cards made by local school children.
And here's a Christmas card for you.
Oh, thank you.
Jenneke and Derry recently provided one of those cards to Bill Fraley, a 73-year-old U.S. Navy veteran. He's been receiving Meals on Wheels for about the last 5 months.
Well, it cuts down on stress and worrying about what I'm going to do for food, because this stuff here, it pretty much lasts me the whole day, you know. I just pick at it and or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it does make things easier.
Meals on Wheels client Lillian Tan appreciates the meals, as well as visits from volunteers like Jenneke and Derry.
Sometimes I even need them for just support, you know, just that moral support of saying hello, how you doing, Lil, you know.
McKenna says while the holidays are a crucial time, the work of Meals on Wheels and the need for more volunteers is important all year round.
The seniors that we serve through our Meals on Wheels program, their need doesn't disappear on January 1st. It's something that is always there. And while the holidays can be a really difficult time and maybe where there's a little bit of an increase in need, there's always a need in our community.
Tom Dinkey, WBFO News.